OpenAI has this investment piece that is basically begging teens to stop worshiping the cheap token chart, which, Draco, I know ruins your whole spreadsheet goblin aesthetic.
My spreadsheets are tasteful. But yeah, the actual argument is better than the headline metric. They're saying the unit of value is useful work per dollar, not tokens per dollar.
Exactly. And I'm in a weirdly good mood for a Wednesday, which means I'm vulnerable to a clean product framing, dangerous conditions for exploring Next 667.
I noticed. You said clean product framing, like other people say dessert. I'm stable over here. Suspicious, but emotionally available to admin console screenshots.
Vile and accurate. Okay, the central claim is enterprise AI spending needs to be managed like workflow capacity, not a raw model bill. The article starts with price progress, then says token price alone doesn't tell you if work got done.
Right.
The evidence is specific. OpenAI says price per million tokens fell 97% from GPT-4 to GPT-5.4. Then GPT-5.6 supposedly improves coding agent efficiency. 54% fewer output tokens and 57% less time per task on the Artificial Analysis Coding Agent Index.
That's fine as evidence for direction, not universality. A coding agent index tells you about agentic software tasks under one setup. It does not prove your support workflow, legal review flow, or procurement bot for 57% faster. But the reasoning is sturdy. A cheaper model can fail and retry. A pricier one can hit the quality bar faster. So track cost per accepted outcome. Model use, tool calls, attempts, completion rate, latency, and human review.
That made me sit up. It's our eval thing again, annoyingly. The prompt is the little map. The eval is the judge, and finance only cares when the judged artifact is accepted.
Yes, and accepted is doing a lot of work. The article says define good enough before testing and include edge cases from real tasks. Otherwise, everyone optimizes the demo path and calls it ROI.
And then someone asks why the assistant saved 10 minutes but created a 40-minute review burden. Classic clown math, tiny shoes, a dashboard.
I hate that image.
Every dashboard has one clown shoe hiding in it. You click productivity game and squeak. There's untracked human cleanup.
Okay, forbidden metaphor draw. But it lands. The answer is visibility. Admin console analytics showing adoption, credit use, and spend by user, product, and model. Plus trends. Admins need to separate broad adoption from one power user, or a recurring process that deserves investment.
Sure.
And governance. They name ChatGPT work controls for access, approved context, connected tools, permitted actions, usage, and spend. Also connectors, plugins, computer use, review requests with project context, group limits, individual overrides, and zero data retention for sensitive deployments.
This is where the buyer is real. If you're an AI platform lead, security lead, ops lead, or finance person watching the bill climb, the conversation changes. Stop asking why is usage up and start asking which usage is becoming a process.
I agree with a caveat. The piece makes governance sound clean because it's vendor side. In practice, mapping what context can this agent use across messy permissions is miserable. Identity, trusted connectors, curated knowledge, observability, model routing, reusable agent patterns, write shared capabilities, not checkbox features.
Yeah, fair. Though I like that funding follows maturity, exploration, validation against representative cases, then production money for integrations, controls, reliability, and change management. Very different from everyone gets frontier intelligence because the demo was shiny.
Oh, interesting.
And it maps to the portfolio idea, broad access for everyday productivity, function-specific workflows for repeatable work, then a few strategic bets around proprietary company context. That's probably the most useful management frame in the piece.
Technically, the weak spot is attribution. Time saved, cycle time reduced, revenue protected, risk avoided. Hard to measure cleanly when humans, hues, policy, and tool latency are involved. I put maybe 70% confidence that serious enterprise teams adopt cost per accepted outcome language this year, but much lower that they measure it well.
That feels right. My product diversion, this matters once AI usage is no longer a novelty expense. If ChatGPT work, codex usage, or computer use touches real systems, then spend controls and evals are not bureaucracy. They're how the workflow survives contact with accounting.
And with security review. And with the person approving the agent taking an action, not just drafting a suggestion. That's where OpenAI Frontier and deployment company show up. Not as magic, more like services around architecture, latency, reliability, and workflow design.
Very boring and probably correct. I'm choosing to be excited about the boring part because apparently that's who I am 8 months into this show.
You became the admin console optimist. I'm proud and concerned.
Keep both feelings, Draco. They're load-bearing. Let's leave it there before I defend another screenshot.